Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Chris Carlson live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the broadcast for September the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. It's all about the promotion of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property, ladies and gentlemen. Continued. Chris and Sam discussed the Great Reset, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about all kinds of global leaders highlighting their agenda to build a modern-day Tower of Babel, which really they want to create a government-controlled utopia in their image. Shame on them, ladies and gentlemen. We reject Prince Charles. We reject Klaus Schwab. We reject Carol Quigley. We reject the head of the UN, the head of the International Monetary Fund, Bill Gates, and all these clowns, ladies and gentlemen. Rahm Emanuel, we never want to let a serious crisis go to waste. Folks, look, they want everyone to have an ESG score. That stands for Environmental Social Government Score. How you behave, what you believe in, what you do. They say they want you to be free and to have a wonderful time as long as you follow their script. Freedom is yours. The 8 predictions of the World Monetary Fund. These kind of groups are just evil, and they highlight what their agenda is very clearly. They love to put it in your face. And if you don't study what they say, it sounds very peaceful. Little piecemeal sound bites and clips. We're going to have a new world order, say the last several presidents. And you know what? That sounds good. We want an order of peace and prosperity and stability and safety and economic prosperity. And everybody wants that, right? But their words and our words have absolutely different meanings. We have a different agenda, a different focus. We want to worship Christ. They love Satan. We want liberty and agency and freedom of choice. They want tyranny and force. We want to multiply and replenish the earth. They want to reduce the population. The Great Reset discussion continues. We need to talk about some of the ways they will marshal in their agenda. They're starting with total surveillance. And did you know that Atlanta, Georgia is one of the most surveilled cities in the country, Chris?
Atlanta, Georgia. I knew that London, England was, but I didn't know that Atlanta, Georgia was. So it wouldn't surprise me. That's probably one of their test cities. It's coming to a city near you, by the way, if it works there, which it
yes,
will.
Yes, it is. And they're doing this through 4G, through 5G. They're doing this partly through your cell phone. But it's a whole lot more than just that, too, Chris.
Yeah, 5G in and of itself is dangerous, whether you own a cell phone or not, Sam. As you know, the radio, electromagnetic energy that it emanates, I mean, whether you own a phone or electronic device at all or not, I mean, that stuff travels through the air with destructive power. It can deionize the atoms in your body, which is not good, which is carcinogenic. But anyway, so as far as total surveillance is concerned, that all I have on that is unless we are willing to give up our cell phones, we will be surveilled. And I'm sure they have other ways of doing it for people that are willing to give those up, Sam. But that's going to be a hard one for me. I can give up Facebook and Twitter, you know, and YouTube, but I can't give up my cell phone. I do all my business on it. And you do all yours on it, on yours. So how do you get around that? I don't know. Did you want to comment on that before we talk about vaccine passports? So vaccine passports will be part of our ESG score as well. I have heretofore been able to get away with not having gotten the COVID-19 vaccine, as have you, as have many of my friends and family. But I think the days of that being an easy process are coming to an end, especially with monkeypox. But, you know, whatever I have to do to avoid getting a vaccine, I will do that, even if I have to lose my job. Are we still connected?
Yeah, so before we continue on to the passport thing, I do want to highlight a little bit more about this digital surveillance reality. Ladies and gentlemen, we the people are participating in the surveillance as well. Most people have these Amazon doorbells now. I even have one, believe it or not. And a lot of these surveillance cameras are being tapped into the police departments. A lot of businesses have surveillance. We have become a completely surveilled society. And you know what? If it was just surveillance, again, remember, technology is not evil or good. Technology just exists. It's in whose hands the technology is that brings up the concern, right? So you need to understand what I'm saying here. Surveillance in and of itself is no big deal. Monitoring, hey, if a criminal does something and we have it on camera and we can do something about it, that's valuable, right? There's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. that. It's whose hands the surveillance is in and what they will do with that information and knowledge that's the problem. So you look at January the 6th for the ratchet up point of this technology being used against us. They, in January 6th, are using all the social interactions on the internet, along with cell phone data, along with video cameras to determine who went into the Capitol, who did what when, who said what to who in advance, who's guilty, who's involved, who's etc. Now you say, Sam, isn't that good? It's good if the narrative is accurate, honest, and true. It's good if we follow due process of law. It's good if we obey the amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Okay, but one of the Bill of Rights, multiple of the Bill of Rights, I should say, highlight my right to be secure in my persons and in my papers. They don't have any right without probable cause to track where I'm at, to use cell phone data against me, to use information about where I was, where I appeared, what I did, what I said, they build this dossier violating due process of law without justification, right? And that is mm-hmm. the problem. That is the core issue being discussed right now. So it's whose hands the technology is in and what they intend to do with it. So imagine an idea where I say, I don't believe in your climate change stuff. Oh, you're a climate change denier. Let's see what Sam says. Let's build a case and prosecute and jail Sam because he doesn't go along with our environmental agenda. Let's reduce his environmental credit score. Let's make sure that Sam can't live in the normal world because his credit score is so low because you know what? He environmental aspects. He's using his social life. Okay, now, and he's against government, supposedly. Because, see, it's not that I'm against government. I'm against their kind of government, right? So, therefore, they develop this whole idea, and they use this ESG against me to where now I can't live a normal life. I can't get health insurance. I can't get life insurance. I'm not able to function in an appropriate way because they've changed the game based on this surveillance. Now we can go to the vaccinations and the vaccine passport they're talking about. This is one of the ways they will register these ESG score against me. Do I have a passport or not? If not, you're jettisoned from society, right, Chris?
Yep, and I've thought a lot about that. That's why we talk so much about food storage. We talk about self-reliance. If I had to hunker down today, Sam, in my home, I've got a means to generate electricity independent of the grid. I've got a means to heat my home independent of the grid. And I've got a means to feed myself and my family independent of the grid. I could literally hunker down in my home and not leave my yard for the next 4 years, believe it or not.
And that would be wonderful news. However, they'll just lay siege to your property. That's all.
Well, yeah, they'll eventually get to me. Right? I mean, they could probably shoot holes in my solar panels and render me incapable of
generating
that.
Well, they'll chop off your water first.
I've got well over 2,000 gallons in my basement. So I might be pretty stinky after a while.
But 2,000 gallons of water doesn't last very long, depending on your needs for it. So they've got their ways, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't mean to be negative. I'm just telling you that this is their agenda, though. They will make life harder and harder and harder for people like me and Chris, and ultimately you. But this vaccine passport is one of the great ways that they're going to lay down. Either you have one or you don't. It's a quick litmus test on if you are part of the plan, part of their agenda, quote, acceptable, or whether you are a renegade, Chris.
Yep. So, and eventually, and I've reconciled myself to the possibility that I might be taken out. But you've heard the expression, I think this is Thomas Jefferson that this is accredited to, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And men in the past who have fought for their freedom and liberty in this country have made that same sacrifice. If I am taken out in the process of me resisting tyranny, I believe that I will end up in a much better place. So I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of suffering all sorts of privations as a result of me resisting that tyranny. So I'm good. Whatever happens to me, I could starve to death. I've gone 3 days without food. I could go 30 days without food. Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, they won't take me out because I'm on God's errand. As long as God wants me here, I'm here. And when God feels I'm not needed here, then I'm out. And that's up to God, not these clowns that think they're above God. Let's make that very clear, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Chris Carlson discussing the Great Reset. We'll continue in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Okay. So, in this Great Reset, we talk about world currencies. We know that the petrodollar is the de facto world currency today, backed by the oil. If the nations of the world decided that they were no longer going to purchase petroleum products with dollar bills, the American dollar would collapse overnight. That would be unfortunate. So the petrodollar is a two-edged sword because it's artificially propped up by the world's petroleum products being shipped to all the countries of the world. It is a very powerful currency. But should that ever end, should that petrodollar ever not be backed by the purchase of oil, then we would experience monetary inflation on a scale the likes of which we've never experienced ever before, because people would then decouple themselves from the dollars. They would no longer use dollars to purchase oil, and they would do everything they can to divest their portfolios thereof, and it would cause massive, massive global inflation, and there would be a revolution overnight. So we talked about the human augmentation aspect of the Great Reset. Those who are pushing this agenda promise that they can transform us human beings into cyborgs. And a cyborg is a human being that is augmented with enhanced mental and physical abilities through modern day technology. I'm not up on that technology, but it does involve implanting our brains with chips and things of that nature. And Klaus Schwab says, it will compel us to redefine our moral and ethical boundaries. It can also lift humanity into a new collective and moral consciousness based on a shared sense of destiny. My response is, I don't want to be part of a collective. I want to be an individual. In fact, I believe that no government can exist in peace except such laws are framed and held inviolate as will secure to each individual, not group or collective, the free exercise of conscience, the right and control of property, and the protection of life. And that's part of what I consider scriptures. That's in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verse 2.
Yeah, by the way, all this talk, 90% of the population doesn't know what you're talking about when you speak of the Doctrine and Covenants. So he's quoting from a scripture from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, just to be clear so people understand. Most people that are listeners around the world don't have any idea what you're talking about, Chris. So, but the point is that they want to create what they would call hybrids or cyborgs, which is really a man-made advanced human. And they want to add to your memory with digital chips. They want to add to your recall with digital chips. These elites truly believe that they can eventually live forever. Okay, they believe that they can hack the human genome, and that they believe that they can prolong their lives forever and maintain their iron grip rule on we the people. They want to use population control to jettison most of us. They want to bring it down to a small group that they can control. And then they want the elite class and the underclass. The elite class are the people that live forever. The elite class are the people that have hacked into their genome for longevity and for brilliance and intelligence and ever-learning artificial intelligence, etc. But they want to dumb the rest of us down to be kind of a monkey working class to serve their agenda. The problem is with most of these people that believe in this, they will not... Let's be clear, they will not be part of this elite plan. They think they will, but most of those people will get axed. Okay, it reminds me of kind of the evil genius that gets people around him. They do all the bidding. They all work together and build this utopia. And then, well, the real leaders turn on the, quote, workers that helped build it and say, you thought you were part of the plan, but you were wrong. Kind of an idea. And this sounds like kind of a psychotic movie. But this is their agenda. This is who they are. This is what they do. And so they want to create these two different classes of people, the elite that live forever, brilliance, and then the dumbed down rest of us. That's why they're doing things to decrease our health. We have less nutrients in our food. This is all the eugenics movement. Believe it or not, they partnered with Hitler on back in the day, and once Hitler was too kind of open and aggressive, they had to get rid of Hitler and go underground. They didn't let Hitler die or kill Hitler. Hitler didn't commit suicide like we were told. Hitler fled to Argentina for safety, ladies and gentlemen. He was one of them.
Yeah.
They just felt like he was not useful. But oftentimes they protect their own. If you're not useful to them, they'll take you off the world stage. But you'll turn up somewhere else. You'll get your protection because they haven't got to the point where they're ready just to use the complete hammer. Right now it's a velvet hammer. which says, look, Hitler, you're not useful. You're going to Argentina. You're going to live out a life of luxury, of womanizing, of whatever you want, as long as you go quietly. Otherwise, you are dead. Okay, these people have an agenda, and it's all based on the eugenics movement and this idea of artificial intelligence. Think about that. Who's in charge of artificial intelligence? Answer, man. They believe that their artificial intelligence can one-up God. They're wrong. They're lying. They will lose this battle. But they will make it very difficult for people like you and I along the way, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to promise something. It's another thing to fulfill that promise. I think they know very well in their hearts that they will not be able to fulfill the promises of enhanced physical abilities and mental abilities and a utopian society, but they don't care as long as we go along with it, obviously. And a lot of people are. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, once they've compromised their individual freedom to choose, there's no going back. I mean, once you've lost freedom, it takes a lot more effort and a lot more doing than it took to get into slavery, to get out of it. So this is a one-way street. We need to look at it.
Their crown jewel with their DNA hacking, their DNA manipulations, their eugenics movement, their crown jewel is to take away your agency. To take away, they want to disrupt your ability to think, to act, to believe in God and Christian principles. And they want to supplant them with worldly principles, with the arm of flesh, with, there's a lot of terms we could use for it, but Christian free will, they want to eliminate. All right? They don't care what they replace it with, but they want to replace it. And there's two primary, right now, acceptable alternatives. One is humanism. They don't care if you believe in, hey, there's no real moral law here. Do whatever you want. Survival of the fittest. Whatever feels good, do it. Whatever term you want to use to articulate that, they are fine with. The other one they're fine with is the Jewish religion. Because they know that the Jews denied Christ and murdered Christ. And so they believe that, hey, that's a great one. Why not continue? It worked once. Maybe it'll work again. So you got to think about the Jewish connection. And you got to ask yourself a serious, serious question. Why are all the leaders in this movement Jewish? None of them are Christian. They're Jewish. Why, Chris? Let's talk about this. Most are afraid to have this discussion.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the Jews are only about, well, they're much less than 1% of the world population. Yet they're almost 100% of the drivers of this agenda. Which, is that just coincidental, Sam, or is there something to it? And let me just give you a partial list of the people who are driving this agenda. We've talked about Klaus Schwab, Jewish. Yuval Noah Harari, whose quote we heard, Jewish. Richard Haass, Hillary Clinton, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Janet Yellen, George Soros, Kristalina Georgieva, head of the IMF, David Rockefeller. I could go on. These are all very high-powered, high-profile individuals that are pushing this agenda, and they're almost all Jewish. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, you have to ask yourself, why is it that this movement seems to be associated with this particular group of people? And I would like to now introduce the 2,000-year grudge. I do not blame modern-day Jews for what their ancestors did 2,000 years ago when they crucified Jesus Christ. I do, however, recognize that they crucify him afresh when they persecute his followers today, which is exactly what they're doing with the Great Reset, Sam. They're persecuting Christianity. Many, but not all, Jews today resent the fact that they and their forebears have been saddled with the blame for having crucified what they considered an imposter, a phony, and a fraud, but what we Christians consider to be the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
All right, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, look, I want to be very clear about this. When we come back, we'll dig into this more. It's a very controversial topic, but we've got the guts to take it on, and we'll do it honestly and morally. Hang tight.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
Senator John Kennedy stated that President Joe Biden's rebuke of Republicans and former President Donald Trump showed that age does not equal wisdom, and it was a missed opportunity.
His speech was a very cynical attempt to fill our heads with stupid. And number three, I thought to myself, what a missed opportunity to talk to the American people straight up about the reasons when they lie down and sleep at night they can't. He could have talked about crime, inflation, learning loss by our children, the mountains of fentanyl coming across the border, killing our teenagers.
President Biden was doing a evening speech in Philadelphia Thursday when he mentioned MAGA Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Defense attorneys have concluded 2 weeks of testimony in the sentencing trial of the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz. Henderson Behavioral Health case manager Tiffany Forrest says back in 2013 when she visited the Cruz's home, it was chaotic at best and abusive at worst.
Going frequently, you could see that there was quite a bit of dysfunction.
The shooter was 14 and his widowed adoptive mother seemed overwhelmed raising the shooter and his younger brother Zachary. The trial will be on hiatus until September 12th, but defense attorneys only need one juror to agree to life in prison over a death sentence. A death penalty verdict must be unanimous. New York City is suing Starbucks over allegations that the coffee corporation unlawfully fired a Queens barista who had been involved in unionization efforts. This is USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman. Is my level okay, Cameron? All right, good. I had made a couple of changes. I want to make sure my levels are all right, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Chris Carlson. We're talking about the Great Reset. We're talking about why are all the elites who want to destroy the world and create a tyranny, why are they all Jewish? You know what? The Jewish population is less than 1% of the world's population. They're a small minority of the United States population. But they have tremendous influence, tremendous power, tremendous financing and organization beyond the rest of the world to where they're really, to a man, in many cases, Jewish. Why? Now, let me be very clear about this. We are not talking about your next-door neighbor that happens to be Jewish. We are not talking about your friend that you know that's a good person that's Jewish. There's a lot of people that believe in the Jewish religion or that are Jewish. You've got two kind of things. You've got religion and you've got Jewish as in you come from the tribe of Judah, right? We're not attacking the average Joe. What we are telling you, though, is there is a 2,000-year grudge that has taken place. They believe we missed the mark when we say Jesus Christ came. The Prince of Peace died on the cross and was resurrected. We would say they missed the mark and didn't recognize the Savior when he came. But in that is a great divide, thus the 2,000-year grudge. Chris?
Yeah, and a lot of Jewish people, they feel resentful that Christianity saddles them, not them personally, obviously, but their ancestors with the guilt of having killed the Savior of the world. And instead of accepting him as their king and their Savior, they continue to reject him. They continue to have resentment towards Christianity in a very personal way. So I say that this Great Reset, Sam, is a veiled attempt to settle that old score, to get revenge on those people who have saddled them with that guilt. So in order to do that, they seek to destroy Christianity. So, you know, and I say if modern day Jews, you know, if they choose to turn their backs on their king and their Savior, that's their business. I wish they wouldn't. Obviously, as a Christian, I love them and would like them to accept their Savior. But that's their agency, and I have to respect that. But when they tried to deny me and other Christians the privilege to worship how, where, and what we may, I do have a problem with that. And I will oppose that violation of my God-given agency with every fiber of my being and with my life, if necessary. So we as Christians, Sam, we need to recognize that this Great Reset is Satan's plan for the enslavement of mankind under the false promise of a utopian society and enhanced mental and physical abilities. God has promised us all of these things in his own way and in his own due time. There is this thing that we know as the resurrection that Jesus' resurrection facilitated. And when we as individuals eventually will become resurrected, all of these promises of enhanced mental and physical abilities will be realized. But we cannot hasten it. We have to go through the process of living immortality, of dying, and eventually being resurrected. We cannot hasten it or do it in our own way. We have to do it in God's way. So I say we stick with Jesus's plan. It's called the Great Plan of Happiness. And we resist all attempts to create that before God has promised us that we will be able to realize those blessings, and in a way that is obviously not in his way of thinking or his way of doing things. So a man by the name, I don't know if you've heard of a man who wrote a book called The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit. His name is E. Michael Jones, Sam. And he talks about this revolutionary spirit. And I think now's a good time to play the Dennis Prager, who himself is a Jewish conservative talk show host. And he basically, in this video, will illustrate what I'm talking about when I talk about the Jewish revolutionary spirit. So go ahead and play that, Cameron.
Thanks for calling.
Why are Jews on the left is a very, very complex question, and I could devote the hour to it, but I won't. So here in a nutshell, when Jews left Judaism, they stayed religious, but the religion that they affirmed tended to be any form of leftism rather than Judaism. This is not a condemnation. This is not an insult. It's a description. Jews have been taught by Judaism to make a better world. That is the message of the prophets. And if they weren't going to do it through monotheism, which is how we're supposed to do it, ethical monotheism, teach the world that God is the source of ethics and demands ethical behavior, they did it through secular ideologies. They rejected traditional religiosity, and so they accepted a new religiosity which was secular. Many people have described Marxism as secular messianism. Here's a disturbing statistic, though, and it is in my book. And it is not, I didn't come up with this, a professor, I believe, at Brandeis University did. The most pro-communist press in the 1930s outside of the Soviet Union or inside the United States was the Yiddish press. Jews took a new religion as a substitute for Judaism, and that was, you name it, feminism, environmentalism, Marxism, socialism, and for some even communism. But Jews love isms. Jews are to isms what Italians are to operas. They create new movements, and everyone will make this great world, and instead of using the religion that came with being Jewish. And it's a very sad development to me.
Still the best talk.
Okay, there you have it, from the mouth of a Jew himself, and he's a conservative talk show host, a mainstream one at that. I believe that he's on the network that he has his show.
No question. Him along with Daniel Lappin, there are other Jewish people who have converted to Christianity, who have highlighted the agenda from the inside. So let's be clear. This is not a racial discussion. This is not a we're racist or we hate people. This is not a we reject people. Look, they can worship the Jewish belief system, worship as Jews all they want to. The problem we have, ladies and gentlemen, okay, is when they want to take from us our Christianity. If they want to turn their back on the Savior Jesus Christ, that's their business, as you wisely mentioned earlier, Chris. But I want to highlight it again. That's fine. We're okay with that. They can worship how, where, or what they may. But when they try to take away our agency to worship as we choose, and they try to take away our beliefs and try to use DNA and everything else to force a reset of our moral code, that's when we say no. But ladies and gentlemen, this revolutionary spirit by the Jewish leadership, it isn't shared by all Jews either. There's a lot of Jewish people that mean well, that worship, that live their lives, that are friendly and kind and respectful, that we have difference of views. That's great. But these elite folks literally have a 2,000-year grudge, a chip on their shoulder over this whole division, to the point where, hey, they want to jettison the plan of Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus Christ, we believe, has a better plan for us, ladies and gentlemen. And that plan is the way we want to live our lives. If they would let us do so in peace and leave us alone, if they wouldn't hurt me and take my stuff, if you will, I'd be okay. The problem is they're not content, ladies and gentlemen, for us to choose as we will. The war in heaven continues on earth, Chris.
And Christianity is a religion that allows others to conduct themselves as they wish. We can live harmoniously with Muslims, with Sikhs, with whatever other religion, you know, wants to live in our presence, and we can live peaceably together. However, Jewish Zionism, or this Great Reset, which is an extension of Jewish Zionism or Jewish supremacism, will not allow us to live in harmony. The two cannot coexist. Not that Christianity is not tolerant of other religions, but that this Great Reset is not tolerant of Christianity, or for that matter, of any other religion. It has to dominate the people over whom it rules, and that is the problem. It does not allow, as we already spoke about, Sam, Christian free will, or any other free will, for that matter. So Henry Mackow is another Jewish person who pushes back against this Jewish supremacism that we're talking about. And he says, to the mortification of decent Jews like myself, Jews are often on the vanguard when it comes to thrashing Christian mores and human dignity and creating dysfunction, whether it's undermining gender and marriage or peddling promiscuity, pornography or abortion. Organized Jewry has sought to portray man as inhabiting a mechanistic universe devoid of inherent design and meaning. In this view, God is an impotent fool who organized Jewry, an impotent fool who neglects his creation, and Christianity is fog-bound in superstition. Organized Jewry has used our idealism, that means Christian idealism, to deceive us with socialism, communism, and Zionism.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman on your radio. Final segment in seconds.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Come celebrate the supreme law of the land at Loving Liberty's Constitution Day Dinner. Have you ever asked yourself, what's so great about America? Find out with guest speakers Lawrence Reed from Atlanta and Jeff Utch from Tucson, Arizona. We will also be introducing our new podcast, Ask an Immigrant. Join us Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. located at Liberty Hall, 3677 North 2000 West, Far West, Utah. Get your tickets today at lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, the final segment continues. We're talking about the 2,000-year grudge by some of the Jewish elite. Why are Jews in charge of so many things financially and globally when they're a tiny minority of the population? And why does the average Jew seem to be a great person, but these elites have this chip on their shoulder about Christ? They don't want us to believe in Christ, and they want to upset the Christian beliefs. That's where they're coming. They really want to jettison all ability to follow Christ. That is the ultimate, in my opinion, betrayal of what America stands for. And that's why we, the American people, need to stand up against this. And that's why we've got to call a spade a spade. I'm not afraid of this discussion, folks. It's not that we're racist. It's that we're highlighting this reality check about Jesus Christ. If they would leave us alone, we'd be fine, Chris, but they won't. That's the primary problem with this discussion. We cannot leave it alone because they won't leave it alone.
Yeah. And this Jewish revolutionary spirit was manifested in the very earliest days of Christianity. I don't know if you've, you're familiar with some of the incidences in the book of Acts. I've documented them here. So if you go through the book of Acts on Paul's missionary journeys with his companions, Barnabas and some of those other early Christian missionaries, it's interesting to note, Sam, and I've got it documented here, they went from city to city, and I'm talking about Gentile cities, not cities in the land of Israel. And in every city, there was a very small contingent of Jewish people. And the people that this Christian message upset the most in these cities was not the Gentiles. It was the Jewish communities in these various cities. And I don't know if we need to document them. I do have a list of them. Pisidia of Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, Berea, Corinth, and even in Rome, the small communities of Jews that lived in those cities were offended, even though this was not their land, this was not their country that where Christianity was being proselyted in. They were the foremost agitators of the people in those cities. And so it's interesting to note from the very beginning, the Jewish communities in various worldly cities were offended by the message of Christianity. And that has not changed up until this date, Sam. And that's the problem we're dealing with. The only difference between then and now is the control matrix that the Jews, modern day, again, Zionist Jews, not your average neighbor who's probably a wonderful person and, you know, could care less where you go to church. We're talking about the bankers, the studio owners in Hollywood, those who have an inordinate amount of control in Washington, D.C., other aspects of the entertainment industry, all of these movers and shakers who for the most part are Jewish people because of the control they have on all of the world's currencies through central banking. Now they have a degree of control where they can actually do a lot more damage than they ever could do in the early days of Christianity. And this is the problem that we're grappling with today. And another one of the problems is they're so secretive in their operations. And a lot of the front men that they use are not Jewish. All the presidents of the United States, for example, a lot of our Congress people, you know, a lot of our state legislatures, you know, their faces is not Jewish. So they use them as front people and they bribe them or they extort them in some other ways to do their bidding for them. So we don't understand that this control matrix that they have created is actually driven by Jewish banking interests. So we don't make the association, and we don't understand this 2,000-year grudge concept.
And this banking interest really drives everything, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the petrodollar. They've tied it to oil. They've tied it to energy, the core of modern functioning society. They've tied it to climate change. They've tied it to your health now. In modern times with COVID, the Great Reset, they've literally now locked down healthy people. That's never been done before, ladies and gentlemen. Now they're using surveillance. All of this is backed by the filthy lucre created by global monetizing of fake money, dishonest money. The Federal Reserves, the International Monetary Fund, they are running the world with fake money. And you can buy anything in this world with money. And especially if you have the one source, you have monopoly on money, and you create it out of thin air, there's nothing you can't fund, buy, do, or compromise. Except for the very few. They can't take my belief in God away. They're trying to hack my genome using unique therapies and unique tools and abilities and gene hacking and all these things. They're trying to separate my conscience to where I can't worship how, where, what I may. They're trying to make it to where I don't have my agency. That is their ultimate goal, to jettison and shut down Christianity, the only salvation we have. And that's why we cannot avoid this discussion. That's why we cannot be afraid of this discussion. This Jewish power and influence is a reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Call me a racist. Call me a hater. Call me what you will. You can tell lies, but the truth shall set me free. I have no hatred towards any of these people. I will not allow them to control the narrative, and I will not allow them to control the outcome. We are on the Savior Jesus Christ's side. We follow the Prince of Peace, and we say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is alive and well, and in the end, we win. They might not like that news, but I'm going to tell the tale because it's true. I'm a truth teller, and we win in the end, Chris, and that's really kind of the upshot of this whole discussion. And those who would try to circumvent the things of God, the things of agency and freedom and liberty, we will attack and expose, shine the light of truth on every time, Chris.
Yeah, with God, we can never lose. As I say in my opening statement, by the way, we forgot to open with that at the beginning of this hour, but that's okay. You let me get away with it this week. But adding to what you just said, Sam, I now understand how seeming polar opposite NGOs, non-governmental organizations, such as the Liberal Southern Poverty Law Center and the Conservative Sutherland Institute, or the Liberal National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, and the Conservative Hoover Institute, receive funding from the same corporate donors. The term of art is, quote, to play both sides off of the middle, unquote. So let me give you a specific example. In World War II, the same Rothschild banking interests who funded Germany were also funding Great Britain and France, if you can imagine that. So why would the same banking interests fund both sides of a war? Because, well, there's a couple of reasons. One, they're making amazing amounts of money in interest payments. And when it looked as if Germany was about to win, and this is during World War I, and there was a point at which Germany was about to win the war. So they didn't want the war to end early, saving millions of Christians' lives and causing the Jewish bankers' blood money to dry up. They immediately mobilized their Zionist agent, Samuel Untermeyer, in the United States. Untermeyer went to work on President Wilson, who was the president at that time. And they knew that President Wilson had a dark secret that needed to be protected. With that secret, they were able to blackmail him into going to war on the side of the Allies, thus increasing the Jews' harvest of the Christian corpses and increasing their war profits. Now, that sounds pretty harsh, but it is nonetheless true, and I've got all the historical documentation to back it up. We were a neutral nation at that time. We had no intention. In fact, after his first term and going into his second term as he was campaigning, Woodrow Wilson used as a campaign slogan, "We kept your boys out of war." And very soon after his inauguration into his second term as president, he committed us to war in Europe. And that was all because of secret dealings behind the scenes. And it wouldn't have been able to happen, Sam, if Woodrow Wilson hadn't had a secret. He had a secret sexual liaison during his college years. And the Jews knew that. And back in that time, that couldn't be known by the general public. Otherwise, you know, that would have sunk your campaign. Anyway, I didn't mean to go too far off on that tangent. But we need to come to the realization that there is this secret combination that is controlling people through the control of our monetary systems. And everything downstream of money, as you know, most people, the vast majority of people, are corruptible. And if the controllers from the top can find out what it is that you want more desperately than anything else, whether that be sex, whether that be drugs, whether that just be political power, whatever it is that you want, they believe that they can supply it to you and thereby control the government and a lot of other aspects of our society, like the entertainment industry.
God made a tremendous promise, ladies and gentlemen, to we the people. And that is, if we turn to him and repent, he will heal our land and protect us. Now, the question you must ask yourself is, do you believe that God can deliver on his promises? Or do you believe these elites, these one-world reset folks, can deliver on their promises? You have a choice to make. You will not be able to stay neutral. You will be forced to one side or the other, not by us. We'll give you your choice. But by evil, they will not give you your choice. And thus, the great reset is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. That's the best summary in 2 hours we can provide. Any final thoughts, Chris?
Well, without God, we cannot win. With God, we cannot lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged. And even if that requires, Sam, that we risk our comfort or our very lives, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And that's an aspect of Christianity that I think has been ignored for quite a few years. I don't think our founding fathers struggled with that, but I think over the last 230 years, we've lost track that Christianity and faith in our religion is a principle of power and a principle of action. And we need to be active politically. We need to be active socially. We need to be active intellectually so that we can spread the word. Because I believe that the actions that we take in this world will determine how much freedom and how much sovereignty as individuals we will have in the eternal world. And if we turn our backs on this noble fight for freedom and liberty, when we have a constitution as a standard bearer, that we could lose some of our sovereignty in the eternal world. And I hope that we don't as Christians. And I extend that challenge to all my brothers and sisters in the Christian world. And I'll go ahead and let you finish the hour out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to put our trust in God Almighty. Ladies and gentlemen, we know we can win this fight. You need to trust in God. You need to turn to the God-ordained traditional family. You need to realize that the principles put together by our founding fathers under the direction of Almighty God are for our safety and our protection. And those principles that made the greatest country on the face of the earth, allowing the most freedom to worship how, where, what we may, and pursue the interests as we think best individually, those are the keys to protecting the greatest country on the face of the earth again. If we lose religious liberty, ladies and gentlemen, we will end up losing all our liberty. For Sam Bushman and Chris Carlson, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will preserve the nation, restore the great republic. We will be able to worship how, where, or what we may. But it's going to take eternal vigilance from all of us as we stand for God, family, and country in the culture war. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally, would you please? We believe in Christ. God save the Republic of the United States of America.